It's now time for more to the story from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, our topic, an update on news regarding Word of Faith Fellowship Church located in Spindale. That's here in Rutherford County, North Carolina. Guest reporter Mackenzie Wicker with the Daily Courier newspaper here locally is my guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
While Word of Faith has been in the news going back some 25 years or more, being described at times as a cult, as reported by numerous news outlets, it's been the type of reports, including those nationally by Associated Press, that have certainly gained growing attention in recent years. That includes members being abused or neglected, reports of fraud, unemployment benefit scheme, members of their Brazilian churches coming to the United States and forced to work long hours of labor with little or no pay, on and off again, court trials as well. Where are things with the group as of now? And that's what Mackenzie's going to help provide us today. So you and the Courier reported earlier this month that prosecutors accused two Word of Faith members of lying to them during an ongoing investigation.
Yes. So those two members were Kent Covington and Diane McKinney. Those are two members who are involved in a federal case. They were indicted last year for conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Covington took a plea deal, pleading guilty to that charge in October. Diane McKinney is awaiting trial. Prosecutors issued a new indictment for Diane McKinney earlier this month. They have formally accused her now of, in addition to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, to making false statements. Essentially, they said that she, during an interview with a Homeland Security agent, she lied. Covington, her co-defendant, is awaiting sentencing. So he's pleaded guilty to his one charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And a court document filed recently says that prosecutors have suggested that he receive a stronger sentence because they believe he has also made false statements during interviews. As part of his plea deal, he agreed to assist the government in their investigations if he was asked to do so. Of course, both Covington and McKinney's attorneys deny the allegations that their clients made these false statements.
What other trials concerning the church are still out there that might regard a leader, other members, and will we see that day in court come anytime soon? Seems like quite often there's different delays for the Word of Faith cases for whatever reason.
We've got several still ongoing. Kent Covington is still awaiting sentencing. Diane McKinney is due for a jury trial that we're expecting to maybe occur this coming May. There are two other men, Dr. Jerry Gross and Jason Lee Gross, who pleaded guilty to a federal charge of wire fraud, each of them last year as well. And they also await sentencing. So we've got three awaiting sentencing and one awaiting trial in the federal cases. And then on the state level, we still have five then members. One of them has since left the church, who are accused of assaulting former member Matthew Finner in an effort to purify him of his homosexuality. One of those cases did come to trial, but ended in a mistrial. So we're still waiting for all five of those to return to court. And then we also, at the Daily Courier, are covering a small claims lawsuit in which former state Senate candidate Democrat David Wheeler has filed suit against a minister in the church, Jane Calder. And that is, that's kind of a story in its own.
I'll just remind some of you listeners who may recognize the name of David Wheeler. David Wheeler was saying that he had an invitation to actually go and sit down with Jane Whaley and visit the church. Some reporters were there that day. You were there, and the video is shown online as it was taken, a camera crew with Wheeler going in the front door, and he did not get a very nice response. And all of you that were on the property did leave just a few minutes later.
Right. We were all asked to leave, and the days following, three of the people, David Wheeler and two other men, were charged with second-degree trespassing after that minister, Jane Calder, filed a complaint against those three men. Those charges were ultimately dismissed by the state attorney general due to a lack of evidence. Wheeler is seeking to regain the court fees that he incurred due to those cases.
It's more to the story on WNCW. My guest right now is Mackenzie Wicker, who is with the Daily Courier, as we recap the latest involving the church that has certainly received its controversy at times over the years, the Word of Faith. Mackenzie, let me flip the page and now move to another part of the story. The national cable broadcaster A&E Television was getting ready to actually debut a program this past November concerning Word of Faith. where they interviewed past members. The program was called The Devil Next Door. It, of course, didn't air. It was getting attention, though. There were promos and some individuals sharing about this on Facebook and Twitter and so forth. Why was it not aired, and will it be airing anytime soon?
Those are good questions, and those are the ones I get the most often. So yes, The Devil Next Door was set to debut November 27th, and it was announced that it would be postponed about 30 hours before that premiere was supposed to take place. That postponement came amid complaints by representatives of the church that some of the former members who had participated in the show had been paid for that participation. A&E said at the time that those complaints didn't have anything to do with a postponement. And they also said that it was pretty common practice in documentaries to reimburse participants for things like lost wages, childcare, and travel. And because some of these former members had participated for about 6 months, that some of those payments could have been, those reimbursements could have been substantial. There is still not a debut date set. I spoke to an executive from A&E last week, and he said that they are still on track to air, but what will air and when it will air is going to depend on some of the legal entanglements.
And at the same time, I can't help but to think about this. I mean, we've had news programs like this, documentaries on for years and years, if it be a news magazine-style show like CBS 60 Minutes or A&E doing a program. They've been challenged for presenting certain material before.
They cover the Church of Scientology. And
let's not conclude this program today without saying that Word of Faith denies the allegations against them and almost seems like always has an attorney, of course, speak on their behalf to the media, or they will post some of their own blogs and or videos on their website in dispute of the charges. You, as the local reporter, does that relationship go pretty well at you gathering news and getting responses from Word of Faith?
They usually do send me a comment. And they do speak through their attorney, Joshua Farmer.
Is Joshua Farmer a member of the church?
He's actually listed as a minister on the church's website.
Very good. Just wanted to double check that. In closing, Mackenzie, I'm sure you probably had this happen. I even have, but on a smaller role in news reporting and journalism than you. I'm talking about concerned citizens in this county and other nearby locations that wonder if justice will ever be served if the news and events are true over these many years. Some even feel like it gives a bad reputation to Rutherford County where the church exists. And let me just add that I've had some folks tell me before, believers of Jesus Christ, regular attendees of church, that say they're horrified of such practices and that they hope that those practices would never be referred to as the will of God.
I, of course, hear some of that too, and it's something that I struggle with responding to because at this point, it's really impossible to know where this is all going. More than anything, we all want to know the truth. I want to know the truth.
I want to thank you again for your time today, Mackenzie Wicker with the Daily Courier.
Thank you for having me.
A note to add to this story and interview, after it had already aired on WNCW in a Superior courtroom, Kent Covington was sentenced to 32 months in prison.